All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 76. Learning today is sponsored by Mark Cook in memory of his mother, Batya Bas Nachum Ber, and by Sylvia Rothblatt in memory of her mother, Gittel Bas Chaim, Tehinish Masam Tzura B'tzura Chaim. Okay, we'll do an interesting question, potential misunderstanding, misconception, and that is one ever allowed to refer to their parents by name? Say what their parents' name is. So I actually spoke about this past Friday night, but it was like a smaller minion. And I counted, I think, only 9 of the 200-ish people on this chat were there, so that's less than 5%. I didn't actually count, but there's a small minion, so there's most people on the chat were not there. So for the benefit of anyone who was not there, I'm going to put it on the chat today. So somebody asked me, you know, Weinberger is a very common last name. Oh, so who's your father? Are you allowed to answer? Or do I just have to say dad? Which would not help them at all. So there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Yardei Simon Reish Mem that says one of the aspects of Mora Avim of Yira of your parents is not to say their name. Lo Bachayev Lo Mimoso, not while they're alive, not while they're dead. Can't, if your father's name is David, that's just the example I use for this one. So I can't say, oh, hi, David. No, you say Abba Mari. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. My father, my master. So that is, and the same thing for your mother as well. Imi Morasi. So, all right. Somebody asked me what my parents' names are, am I allowed to answer them? So there are two exceptions to this rule. There are two exceptions. And by the way, there are a lot of permutations. Somebody else has the same name as my parent, and they're in the room. Could I call, if there's another guy named David, just assuming, let's say my father's name was David, can I say, oh, hey, David, what's up? But if my father's right next to him, is that allowed? What if your father's name is Abba, like a friend of mine? What if your grandfather's name is Saba, like my grandkids, because that's my father-in-law's name? So all interesting shilas that come up, but we'll just deal with the exceptions in our limited time here right now. So, exception number one, this is quoted by the Pisgei Tshuva, not to be confused with the Pisgei Tshuvos, a more contemporary sefer I very frequently quote in this chat. This is an earlier achron, and it's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Pisgei Tshuva says exception number one, and the two exceptions might be conflated, but we'll list them separately. If somebody is asking you, what's your parents' name, you're allowed to answer. To just tell a story, you know, it's, oh, you won't believe what happened to my mother. But let's say my mother's name is Sarah. I'm using fake names here. So I would say, oh, you won't believe what happened to Sarah. That's very disrespectful. But if somebody asks you, oh, what's your mother's name? You can answer the question. He says, nearly, Timachirim Sholmi Menu, Ben Miata, Mutter Lomar Lahem. If somebody asks you, who's your parents? You're allowed to answer the question. You're just giving them information that's not disrespectful. So that is exception number one. Exception number two, and the Pisgei Tshuva also quotes, and again, it might be a combined answer, is if you say their name with a title, then that's also not a violation here, more of it. He gives the example of the Rush, Rav Yaakov ben Usher, the son of the Tur, Rav Yaakov ben Usher, the son of the Rush. So anytime the Tur quotes a Rush, he always says, Adoni Avi HaRush. So he does refer to his name. The Rush's name was Usher, Rabbeinu Usher. And saying Rush is already, you know, alluding to Usher, which is the acronym for his name. But first of all, Rush itself is an honorific way of saying it. It's like Rosh Kol Yisrael. The Reish stands for Rebbe, and he always introduces it with Adoni Aviha Rush, my father, my master, my father. So he was very, you know, respectful when he said the name. So the Pisgei Tshuva says that's why it was okay for the Tur to refer to his father's name. And the same is true for everybody. So certainly if there's an official title, like they're a doctor or a rabbi or something, so then that's a great title. But even if not, just to say, oh, this is my father, Mr. David Schwartz, Mr. David Goldberg, like, that's okay, that's a title. Maybe even to say, you know, my father's name is, right? So if somebody asks you, what's your father's name? It's rather than just saying David, to say, oh, my father is David. That's already like a little bit of that. My father is. It's an introduction. So that's point number two, exception number two. If you're being asked or if there's a title. Why I say it's conflated, because the Pisgei Tshuva kind of combines them. It's, oh, it's mutter to say who they are. If somebody asks you, and when you do it, you should throw in Reb. So he says like, but it sounds like that's just a hither. Like each one independently would be enough if you're just saying what their name is, or if you're putting in a title, it's still better to do both, says the Pisgei Tshuva. Rav Moshe also says he's very into using the title. In Yoredei Chelek Av Kuflam and Gimli says you should use a title. Rav Yashiv says when you get called up for an aliyah. So again, according to the first exception, the gabbai needs to know who your father's name is, so you'd just be allowed to say your father's name. But again, Yesterday says an added hither, Rav Yashiv says it's better to always throw in Reb before your father's name, or Rub. So these are, again, to me, two independent exceptions, but why not do both? You know, and even when you're answering a question of who your parents are, letting somebody know, throw in any form of title before, that would be even better. Finally, another exception to when you can use your parents' real names, and here you dafka shouldn't use a title, is if Rachman al son, if you have to daven for them or daven for a sibling, but then you use, you know, your mother's name. So in all of these scenarios, when it's part of tefillah, the Sefer Chassidim and also Rabbi Akiva Eiger say that you're not supposed to put in any titles. Just say your parents' names. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, so when you're davening for your father, say, don't say that, don't refer to him as Abba Mari to God. Just use his name. And he gives the example that Shlomo, when he was referring to God, when he's talking to God about David HaMelech, he just said, David Avi, David. My father, he didn't put any titles before David. So the reason for this is because Ein God Lifnei HaMakom. Like when you're talking to God, nobody else really gets respect. Like I know it's your parents, but you're talking to God. The pasuk even says, Torah even says, "Ishimo vaviv tira'u," you know, fear your honor, your mother, your father and mother. Ani Hashem, but I am God. Kulchem chayav bechvodi. You're all obligated to honor me. So God is above everybody else. So that's when it comes to tefillah, it would almost be disrespectful to God to give a title to your parents. So these are the exceptions. Somebody's asking you who they are, or if you use a title. And the third exception would be during tefillah, but dafka, then you should not be using a title.